So I'm going to be talking about how we've looked at life expectancy mortality rate by poverty area over really across the country. I have no relationships to disclose. So we started, when I started at Alameda County 7 years ago, this was one of our first analyses we ran. We went back to 1960, which was as far back as we had data for both numerator and denominator. And this is life expectancy for whites and African Americans. And you, as you can see in 1960, the difference was only 2.3 years. 1980, 4.9 years, and now 7.8 years. So while life expectancy has been increasing for both whites and African Americans, the disparity also has been increasing. So how can we explain that? What analyses can be done to look at links between life expectancy mortality rate and place, race, ethnicity, income, and health? And our former director, Tony Eitan, wanted us to do this in a way that he could go to our board of supervisors at the county and actually change policy based on some of our analysis. So we used mortality data from death certificates. We geocode to assign a census tract, and then you get associated neighborhood poverty. You group the census tracts by poverty, so less than 10% poverty is one group, and you figure out one mortality rate for that group. Dropout census tracts with poverty unknown for greater than a third of the population, and that's because one, you're not certain of the poverty rate. Two, it's usually places of like prisons and such that you can't really say if these people are in poverty or not, and you don't get good associations between the numerator and the denominator in those areas. So why poverty? It's Nancy Krieger has shown that it's easily understood, it's as robust as more complicated indices, and it's readily available. The census tract is better than a zip code, and it's as good as a block group, and mortality rate is a good measure of overall health. So looking at the California population, you can see that across the bottom is the neighborhood poverty rate. So this is census tract poverty rate. You group all those with less than 10% poverty, and you see that whites and Asians make up 57% of the California population, but 77% of those in the lowest poverty areas. And then in contrast, Hispanics and African Americans make up 39% of the California population, but 76% of those in the higher poverty areas. So where you live, your race ethnicity is highly correlated with poverty rate. So the California social gradient, this is the basic social gradient, and you look at less than 10%, 10 to 20%, 20 to 30%, 30% and above, and age-adjusted mortality rate goes from 700 to about 950. And then you look at it by race ethnicity, you see African Americans and whites are higher than overall social gradient, but Hispanic and Latinos and Asians are at the bottom and relatively flat. This is for Alameda County, which is the county I'm from. You can see that whites actually, what we've termed a crossover, whites have the highest mortality rate in the highest poverty areas. For the Bay Area as a whole, nine counties surrounding the Bay Area, you see similar results. Los Angeles County, similar results. And then we've worked with other jurisdictions outside the state to look at the same kinds of analysis. Philadelphia actually had done this separately on their own, and I'll reference the paper where it was printed a little bit later. And they presented in a little bit different fashion, but when we look at it and using the same line graphs, we come out with nearly similar results. Cuyahoga County, we've run it with similar results again. Hennepin County, Minneapolis, a little bit more variation. And finally, the state of Colorado. this is the most anomalous one. African Americans actually drops quite a bit in the 30% and above poverty area, and Asians has a spike in the 10 to 20% poverty area. So you can see the consistent flat line or slight gradient for Hispanics and Asians and versus African Americans and whites. So these are the types of questions this has raised. Is this the Latino health paradox? Are there cultural and protective factors among Hispanics and Asians that are limited in the white and African American communities? And is the white population in high poverty areas more of a marginalized population? So if you look at all the social gradients together, you see the consistent patterns between place, income, and race ethnicity. But there is something going on between places as well. So why are Philadelphia at the top and Los Angeles County at the bottom so different? For that matter, why are the Bay Area in the middle and Los Angeles County that different? So we've investigated these patterns in a number of ways. We've looked at mortality rate of subpopulations like Koreans and Cambodians instead of just Asians. We've looked at immigrants versus non-immigrant mortality rates. We've looked at household income rather than poverty. We've looked at geographic differences. We've looked at block group and zip code patterns. We've looked at life expectancy patterns rather than mortality rate. And finally, we looked at an insured population. So this is Kaiser Permanente, which their enrollees in Alameda County make up 30% of the Alameda County population. And you see there's still, despite that there's no access to care issue involved, you still see a slight gradient across the poverty groups. This looks at individual tracts versus mortality rate. Quite a wide dispersion, and some of my work has been looking at the outliers, but you still see the gradient across neighborhood poverty. So implications. We are working in policy areas other than health, especially in the economic domain. The health departments can do relatively simple analysis to present and at least partially explain the effects of income on health. And three, health departments can identify high-risk geographic populations and help them to build their community to prevent morbidity and mortality. And that's one thing we've been doing in East and West Oakland, which has the worst health outcomes in the county. We actually do community capacity building in these areas where we have people knocking on doors, we have fairs, we have clinics, all to empower the people so that they won't need those services and they won't have those bad outcomes. So limitations, this analysis one helps to illustrate but not to explain. We haven't looked at cause-specific mortality. We don't have individual level data except for race and age. We're going to have education as a variable on the death certificates coming up in California. But for this analysis, this was based on 1999 to 2001 data. We did not have that. We don't have habits, living conditions, economic environment, et cetera. And then finally, the same person may not be in the same race ethnic group in the numerator and denominator. Next steps, planning multi-level, multivariate analyses. We have two sets of geocoded California data, and they're also planning on doing it for 2009 through 2011. As I said, I was looking at outliers of individual tracts funded by the California Endowment and working with other jurisdictions to run these analyses. Acknowledgements, here's the paper that was published on the Philadelphia data. And there's my contact information.